right, everybody, we're back in. It's an emergency podcast tonight, and emergency really is the operative word because NFL free agency is now 2 days in the books, and Will, your Cowboys, we really wanted to make sure you were okay. We contemplated texting you, but we said, just get them on the mic, and there's, I think, now four teams that have done nothing in NFL free agency, and your Cowboys are one of them, despite Jerry saying going all in. So we had to bring you on. We have to get your authentic thoughts. That's enough talking for me. How you doing, buddy?
And I'll start with all in, comma, my ass. And also, Sean, we didn't do anything. We got the long snapper we wanted. That was our goal, was to get the long snapper. We got him under control, and like, I think we should be favored to win the Super Bowl after we do that. Like, what else can you ask for?
Some would argue it's the most important position in football.
Somebody's got to do it. So, yeah, it's been a very disappointing 2 days for me. I sat here and I said, hey, it'd be nice. You know, you get Saquon Barkley. It'd be real nice. Piss off the Giants fans. It would have been great for the podcast. And, you know, that happened. And I was like,
I like that you're thinking about the pod.
Oh, of course. All the time. And then I say to myself, oh, you know, Saquon Barkley, of course he goes to the Eagles, scumbag. And then, you know, I was like, oh, maybe we'll get Aaron Jones. The Packers dropped him. You know, if you can't beat him, join him. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, you know what? Now Derrick Henry's coming here. And I text, and then Derrick Henry goes to Raven. I texted Sean. I'm like, you know who our RB1's going to be? It's going to be Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Oh, yeah. All 13 carries he had last year was awesome. It's just brutal.
So how did we get here is honestly my question. Honestly, like, Jerry says they're all in. You're a team that has just constantly disappointed in the playoffs, but are a really good regular season team. How are you sitting all of this out, and particularly Henry, who didn't command a lot? I think he got like $6.5 million from the Ravens, and that was too steep for Jerry. Like, what the hell's going on, dude?
Well, also, Zach Moss for $4.5 million was too steep for Jerry.
Oof.
So this is where it comes down to, and this is what I think. You know, how bad that front office is, minus Will McClain, who makes all the draft picks himself. He tells Jerry what to do. Who manages the cap there, they probably went into free agency and they're like, oh shit, oh, dead cap hit for Prescott's $59 million. Maybe we should get a contract extension or try to figure out how we can get some more cap space. But you know, you didn't renew his contract. It took until the final minutes to get Zach Martin's contract renewed just so you can get $2.5 million in cap space. And now you don't extend your guys. I haven't heard anything about signing CeeDee Lamb or Micah Parsons. So right now you have no cap space, so there's nothing that you can sign. But the only thing that why this is a problem is because Jerry said, I don't care, we're going all in. You can't say that and then do nothing. Like, if he didn't say that and the Cowboys didn't do anything in this free agency in the first 2 days, yeah, there'd be like murmurs and stuff like that, where there always is. But the fact that he said what he said and then the Cowboys do nothing – It's just a joke.
Truth of the matter is, this is a team that has been one of the best teams in the regular season for the last several years. It's the playoffs that have doomed them, mostly because their defense had been inadequate, and also Dak hadn't played well in the games that he had to. This is not – and Will, not to mention, you've lost some key personnel as well.
Yes. I mean, Tyron Smith's still out there. Will they – maybe he'll come back on, like, a deal? Maybe, hopefully. I would like that. But, you know, everybody went to Washington for the most part. So you just let your rival have everybody else on your team. Key players from last year's – not, like, the best players, but key players on our offense and our defense. And now we're going to go into the draft. What it sounds like, not having a center, not having a left guard – not having any linebackers because they designated Micah Parsons as a DN now. And then you're not sure about your secondary either. And you're going to do this with all six picks you have in the 2024 draft? Okay.
You don't sound very confident.
No, not at all. Like, it's just like, I was so funny. I was thinking about today. I was talking to my buddy. I go, do you realize that we have the black Tony Romo and a fatter Jason Garrett right now? It's like the same thing over and over again.
I'm going to hang up. Sean, I'm going to cut the pod. I think that's the hottest of hot takes right there.
That was a mic drop moment right there.
Yeah. Thanks, Will.
At least we could be the Jets signed a kicker and a punter. Like, come on, we signed a long snapper. Can we do something
more?
Hey,
listen, we got Ken Law and a few others too. So
yes, you did.
Well, most importantly, you might have Vice President Rogers as your quarterback. So.
Don't fucking get me started. And everybody vote on my poll. I thought it was clever.
It was clever. But the immunizations one, is that's going down in history.
Yeah, I know, but it's just so funny that, like, if any other athlete said that, for the most part, it would be, like, the only thing we ever talked about. But Rodgers has got so many bangers out there that, you know, over the years, we could just go back in time and just see all this shit that he said. God damn it. Just please just play and stay healthy. You could do whatever you want at this point for me. That's where I'm at with my team.
If he retired to be the VP of a hypothetical RFA,
that's it for football for me, dude. That's it. Like, dead fucking serious. Like, I'll be up every Saturday morning watching Premier League. Like, I can't. My heart would explode if I just kept trying. Honestly, I would die at 35 of a heart attack. And I would probably at that point accept the fact that I would, and probably just, like, lean into it and just have, like, a bacon-only diet.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, bacon is in. That's it.
Yeah. Living the dream. Breakfast,
like, no, I don't want a glass of water. I'll drink this fucking bacon fat because Aaron Rodgers is now my vice president.
Well, one of the first things he's going to do to ensure that nobody gets vaccinated and ensures everybody has a very proper diet, he's going to take all that bacon fat away from you.
Yep. Everybody will be doing ayahuasca.
Yeah, and he'll have his first thing that'll have whoever is his Surgeon General announces that Achilles injury is now the timeline for every American doctor is what, 4 weeks?
You can come back in 4 weeks.
How did this turn into a me rant? I mean, seriously, we had this whole thing.
Come on, you thought we weren't going to address that?
I was hoping we were going to skate by it, for Christ's sakes. Oh, my God. My sports life is such a joke. Although, did you guys catch the Patino interview? I saw some clips of it. It was okay.
Part of my take? Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I didn't catch it. But, yeah, I mean, let's talk about some good free agency news. Sean, your boys making noise.
Honestly, it's the day yesterday started off terribly. Tom and I talked about it on our Monday rundown, but that Brian Burns trade made me ecstatic. What a move. I mean, they basically traded Leonard Williams for Brian Burns.
Unbelievable trade. But, like, the Panthers might be the worst. Obviously, they are, but the worst front office I've ever seen. Last year,
Rams, I know, the Broncos are giving them a run.
Yeah, that's true. But Rams try to acquire Burns, and they were going to give a first, a third, and a sixth. And the Panthers are like, nah, we're good.
No, the Giants called this year. They offered last year two ones and a two.
Oh, two ones. Oh,
two
my.
Ones
I thought
and
two,
a two.
One, one.
And
I thought
they
it was
turned
one
it down.
Yeah, and then the Giants call and say, hey, we'll give you a second, fourth, like, deal.
Yeah, it was the second rounder that they got from Seattle in the Williams trade, and then a conditional fifth that they had two fives this year, so.
I mean, outside of that, then you lose Barkley, but if you look at it, you got a guy in Singletary that put up the same numbers as Barkley last year too for what, $20 million cheaper.
That's what I was saying.
I think he's getting like $5.5 million a year for the 1 year deal, and then also I like that they shared up the offensive line with two guys who aren't elite but are definitely going to be starters week one. So
that's
one
of those.
You got the backup goat. Drew Lock.
Yeah, baby.
That's one of those moves at running back where everybody will talk about how much they miss Saquon for the next couple of years, but if you did it the other way, then you just end up like the Cowboys, where you're just stuck for a couple of years with that fat Zeke contract, and it's way worse than doing what you guys did and just ripping the Band-Aid off.
Hey, yeah,
the Eagles, it's going to hurt the Eagles going forward, because how many seasons has Barkley played a full 16 or 17 games?
I think like two, right, Sean?
One, his rookie year.
Yeah, his rookie
year. Yeah. And they give a guy upwards of $40 million to play 11 games, maybe?
It just signifies a great player that went to your arch rival. But you're right. Yeah. Oh, from a football nerd standpoint, I'm totally fine with it. I hate that it's the Eagles. But, yeah, and then they didn't retain McKinney because Joe Shane doesn't believe in paying safeties and running back the most premium
money.
And the
Packers overpaid him. And Packers overpaid Jacobs, too. Jesus.
I know.
Yeah, Tom, you said that it's basically the running back market was musical chairs, right?
That's how I felt. I mean, like I said, Jacobs is more of a three-down back, but then you rightly pointed out that they have, what's-his-face there, that Dylan, that was the bell cow, and then you had a Jones as that change-of-pace guy. where he can just dart all over the field.
Well, the reason they cut Jones, I think, instead of Dylan was because of the cap hit.
Of course, yeah.
Dylan's cap hit was more than Jones.
Yeah, and so, I would have loved to see him.
It's so perfect because then the Vikings picked him up.
I wouldn't have loved to see him in Dallas, but I think he would have been a great fit in Dallas, honestly, Will. I don't mean to rub salt, but he would have looked real nice over there.
Listen, we're going to go into the first week of September or August. We'll go into preseason with Deuce Vaughn being RB1.
You can bring back Zeke. Won't cost much.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's enough cheeseburgers in the state of Texas for Zeke right about now. I don't want to see that fat ass on my team.
Oh, running. God. I like this. Right. This is what we needed on the pod, Sean.
Listen. Why don't we get Brandon Jacobs back and I'll get 2 yards a carry out of him.
Hey, listen, don't you shit on my boy, Brandon Jacobs.
It's a Super Bowl champ right there, brother.
That's a two-time Super Bowl champ to you.
Will, yes. Do you have anything else on the rant? Because I do want to ask you about, like, who you've from what's left on the list, which I'm looking at right now via Pro Football Focus, who you got your eyes on at this point?
I mean, to be honest with you, with what's left, so this is how I went into free agency. Before I even started the whole tampering process, like, it would be nice to see Saquon as a Cowboy. I don't know if it's going to happen. But it would be nice. And I was like, all right, I wasn't mad that it didn't happen. I was mad that he went to the Eagles. I thought he was going to go to the Texans and play with C.J. Stroud. But he went to the Eagles. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, there's still Derrick Henry's out there. I didn't want Eckler. I was like, all right, so, you know, Derrick Henry's out there. And once I saw Jones got released, I wanted him over Derrick Henry. And then Jones goes to the Vikings. I'm like, oh, well, we're obviously going to do the running back swap because the Titans got Pollard. And then, you know, he signs with the Ravens. I'm like, okay. And I'm running down the list of running backs left.
And you thought you guys were going to go out and get Mixon, right?
I didn't even think about Mixon because I don't know if Jerry would trade because you had to trade for him, right? He got traded for.
Yeah.
Like the person that I could see Jerry, if he wanted to trade for, was T. Higgins. Because I think they're going to trade – at some point they're going to trade Gallup. Hopefully get a fourth for him at least. And then, you know, trade picks for – you know, I'll do a second and a third for T. Higgins. I don't care.
So that's next target still? Because I got my fingers crossed.
More than that, brother.
Yeah. I think it's going
to
be.
It definitely is. But, we'll see. But also, I don't think, even though they franchise tag him, I think they want to trade him because they don't want to pay him $21 million.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They'll end up trading him. Somebody, I'm picturing an A.J. Brown type move on draft night.
Jets?
Yeah.
Would love him.
Jets could do it.
So the running back that I'm looking at now, and granted he's been dealt with injuries in the shit end of the stick, but well, I think J.K. Dobbins could be a good fit.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's had terrible injury luck. Seemingly every running back that goes to Baltimore does, so good luck to Derrick Henry over there. But, I mean, you already have, like, I know J.K. Dobbins is deemed as a bell cow back, but you need a guy to absorb some carries. That's kind of why I'm looking at A.J. Dillon for you guys as a remaining.
I wouldn't mind A.J. Dillon either, but this is the thing. This is the problem with not getting a guy like Aaron Jones or whatever, because you could have, listen, I like Rico Dowdle. I mean, he's still a free agent, but I don't know if the Cowboys re-sign him. But this is basically what you just said to everybody else going into the draft. Well, we're going to draft a running back at some point. So people who, you know, need like a backup running back will be like, oh, third round here, the Cowboys are up next. Yeah, we're going to take this running back. Now the Cowboys are going to be stuck with somebody that don't even want a running back.
Yep.
So, and then, you know what they're going to do, which is we need so many needs other than running back. Running backs, you don't need to. Jerry's going to draft Blake Corum in the first round. And it's going to piss me off.
piss you off. So you're not pissed off yet? What is this?
Oh, no. That's just, man, just the, you know.
Are you going to start drinking bacon grease?
Oh, I might. Yeah.
Ripping shots of bacon grease. Yeah, Will, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
From a priority standpoint, rank 1, 2, and 3 now based off of the personnel you've lost and also personnel you need. Rank 1 through 3 or 3 through 1, whatever order you want, highest priority positions you need to address.
So I'll go 1 through 3, 1 being the highest, 3 being the lowest. First thing is offensive line. You lose Tyron Smith, you lose Tyler Biadasz, Zach Martin's probably in his final year, maybe he has one more after this. You don't know who's going to play left guard, you don't know who's going to play center, so obviously that is a need. And then 2, I would say linebacker, because you really don't have one on your roster. You have Overshawn, who's coming off an ACL, but you were playing two converted safeties at linebackers, and the Cowboys couldn't stop the run to save their life last year. So, you know, that's number two. And then three would be the combination of a wide receiver and a running back.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
I thought you were going to say for number one, it was going to be new owner.
Yeah, the only way that happens, he dies or somebody kills him, which is a possibility.
Yeah, is the contract out?
Bad.
We don't want to talk about. Right. We don't want to say that, right?
Yeah, no, I know, but just you should see some of the comments that I've read over the past few days.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Twitter is a cesspool, but follow all of us on Twitter. I don't even know my Twitter handle, but follow us.
Yeah. So the thing too is, like, I follow one of these Cowboys fan sites or whatever that has like 500,000 followers, and they posted a thing about, you know, listen, guys, we should boycott the Cowboys, not go to any games, buy any merchandise, and that was liked by 200,000 people.
I know, but like, the problem is
everybody.
But what's the real problem, Will? Is that that none of that matters. Come,
no, none of it matters.
You guys are gonna have more fans at your first freaking practice that Jerry has than some other professional sports have at their championship games.
Yeah, no, I know. Dallas was the number one fan attendance in the league last year, and it's going to continue. But like, the Cowboys remind me of the Yankees. The definition of insanity: doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yep. 1,000%. But you know what, Will? Like, you could be a great pioneer and you could be the first to boycott. Like, a trend has to start somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I appreciate your honesty.
Like, deep sighs. Like, you're so dejected right now.
I love
that's
it.
That's like going against a religion for me. I just couldn't do it.
This team has put you through so much pain.
It's brutal. I mean, you guys probably saw my story on Instagram today. It was just Jerry Jones saying we're going all in. I just put the thinking emojis like, all right.
Yeah. Well, and listen, maybe your definition of all in is much different than his.
Yeah. I mean, just obviously free agency's got a long way to go, and we have a long way till the draft. So I don't know. We'll see if they do make any moves. I think they have to extend Prescott, because I can't see going into the season taking a $59 million cap hit on Prescott, just letting him play his last year of his contract.
So do any of those deals get done, CeeDee, Parsons, or Dak, before the draft, in your opinion?
I think at least two of the three get done. If it's CeeDee and Parsons, CeeDee already told me that he's okay with taking a backloaded offer, so
we can build
something and win in the next year or two. I haven't heard anything about Parsons, and I haven't heard anything about Prescott either, but at the end of the day, Prescott's going to be making over $60 million for a quarterback that hasn't done anything, which
you
is
guys,
crazy.
You guys want to know who else is in for a backload? Skip Bayless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. Yeah. Nicely said.
Ah, snaps.
That was perfect.
On that note, boys, do you guys have anything else?
No, we got to end on that note. That was
that was a mic dropper.
All right, boys. Everybody, we'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.